Well, hello there, dropouts. This week will be a merry podcast with December anime news, a mini-adventure following Tin and Joey for the holidays, and finally a review of Tokyo Fathers. Ho, 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 ho. Anime dropouts.
Thank you, Santa, for the intro. Welcome to the Anime Dropouts podcast. And you guys know what time it is this year. It's the time Mariah Carey starts counting her money and Michael Bublé rises up from the snow like a phoenix coming out of the ashes.
Dang, that's...
I like that.
All right. I'm your host, Tindang, and I am joined here on this holiday by my co-host,
Joey Min. What's up, everybody?
And this is the Christmas...
special?
Yeah, this is the Christmas special podcast. All right, so today we've got some news and then a review of Tokyo Godfathers, not Tokyo Fathers. That was my mistake, not Santa's. That was my typo. And we'll do a little Christmas scenario just to celebrate all the D&D-esque anime that we've been through this year.
Oh, true. Yeah, I actually have something to add to that, actually.
All right, so let's start off with some news, Joey.
All right, what's up?
All right. There is now a Luffy statue in Oda's hometown in Kumamoto.
Oh, that'd be like big? Like really
like
big?
Like a bronze statue. I think it's at least 10 feet tall.
Oh, shit.
But it looks pretty cool.
That's sick. Yeah, I never seen like an episode of One Piece.
It's okay. I'm still on Captain Buggy.
Oh, God. I don't even know what that is. That's cool, though.
All right. And this one's not entirely anime related, but Resident Evil is going to have a reboot by James Wan, the guy that does a bunch of horror movies.
Like movie reboot?
Movie reboot. And they're going back to like the old, like,
oh, shit.
Mansion style.
Oh, are Resident they Evil going one. To take the video game script?
I think they're going to take the video game script and improve on it further. But
okay. Man,
that was one of the first games I played on the PlayStation.
Oh,
and
shit,
oh my
dude.
God.
Yeah.
That hallway scene with the dogs.
Yo, actually, funny. So the thing is, I played Resident Evil 2 before 1. I legitimately, you know, I always thought it was a joke when people, like, you know, people get scared enough that you pee your pants. The crow, like the crow scene, that's kind of like the dog thing in the hallway of the second game, that made me pee. Like, I guess I was like holding it or something, but because I wasn't scared. It was like my first video game jump scare, I think.
Mm.
And it made me pee.
Oh, damn. Do you know they're coming out with a couple of them on the Switch now?
What, like?
Just bringing back, like, the Resident Evil games on the Switch.
Oh, shit.
I think they're doing 0, at least, and 1.
I know this might sound silly, and I know a lot of people probably don't like that system, but I really like Resident Evil 5, Resident Evil 6, like, the co-op stuff.
I do like the co-op.
I want also another remake of Resident Evil 2 co-op, though, but I know people don't like it. Well, I already pre-ordered the second one, so.
Yeah. Nice. All right. And next on our list, A Place Further Than the Universe is on New York Times Best TV Shows of 2018. It made it to number 7 on the list, so that's pretty good.
Of all time? What? Dang.
Oh, of 2018.
Oh, 2018. Oh, okay, sorry. I was like, sorry. Wow, that's pretty cool.
I feel like of all time would be a
big
stretch.
Yeah, that's really, I was just like, wait a minute. Yeah, that's pretty
good. But it's good to see animes making it out there.
Yeah.
And speaking of anime making it out there, and speaking of making an anime... A Fruits Basket billboard is actually up on Times Square.
Oh, shit. We should... I think we're going to be up there anyway, so we should just check it out.
And another one. A new original anime is being worked on under Studio Bones called Carol and Tuesday.
Carol and Tuesday.
Yes, and...
And Tuesday or in
Carol
Tuesday?
And Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And they're actually, I think, two names. And this director, Shinichiro Watanabe... You already know him from Ooh, Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Space Dandy, Samurai Champloo. So you know the characters are going to have like a lot of style and personality.
I'm pretty sure Watanabe-san like oh my God, what is... There was like this... Shoot, he's done a lot. I totally forgot this one anime where it's like the voice actress was the main lead. It was like really, really crazy. It was like a magical girl. Oh my God, I forgot what it was about. Never mind. Yeah, it was nuts. Sorry, I have to like look it up.
Plot-wise, it's about an unlikely music duo that create music together when the world's population has moved to Mars.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right. And next up, a new Ghost in the Shell anime is picked up by Netflix yet again.
All right, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Seems, I mean, Ghost in the Shell is always going to be awesome.
Yeah, I prefer more original adaptations of, or just original shows, but, you know, an adaptation's fine. I'm just looking forward to it. Hopefully it's good.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, and the entire anime industry this year meets a record of $19 billion.
I mean, it's worldwide now, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, probably kind of a tangent on the news there. You, like, do you see how Pornhub, like let out their search results or something like that, like for the year, you know, like depending on which section of the world?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Russia has like the highest searches for hentai. That's so, you know, I don't know. I felt like that was just a funny fact to put it in there.
I like seeing all the divisions of like the states in the U.S.
Yeah.
There's some incest. There's like just big dick porn in general.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. It's, I thought it was funny though.
All right. And Makoto Shinkai has a new film coming out in July of next year. And it's called Weathering With You.
So romance? Cutesy romance?
I think it's more like a growing up story because he's the director of Your Name. It's going to be like super emotional.
Oh, did you see that too? That somebody, like I also read or I think Netflix wants to make a live adaptation of Your Name.
Since when? Oh, wow.
That I don't, so I don't know. I saw it today. So
I feel like that's one of the shows that could be possible in a live adaptation.
Yeah, but okay. So here's the thing. Is Netflix going, depends really. I feel like Your Name has a lot of cultural differences that made it work, you know? So, maybe, you know, maybe now like the Western world, you know, because of anime and whatnot, probably because like it is still kind of anime-ish tropes, right? Right. I don't know how like if they were, if Netflix were to, I don't know, like get Western actors, it'd be kind of,
you know, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I was thinking more like if Netflix published it under, you know, their platform, but with a Japanese studio like behind the helms,
then it probably would work. Then at the same time, I also dislike Japanese like cinema. Just acting, it's just for working there was weird.
So it feels a little too ham-fisted in the.
It's the culture, I think. Yeah.
In this film story, high school student Horoka leaves his home on an isolated island and moves to Tokyo, but he immediately becomes broke. He lives his day in isolation, but finally finds a job as a writer for a shady occult magazine. After he starts his job, the weather has been rainy day after day. In a corner of the crowded and busy city, Horoka meets a young woman named Hina, and due to certain circumstances, Hina, and her younger brother live together but have a cheerful and sturdy life. Hina also has a certain power, the power to stop the rain and clear the sky. So, that's why the Weathering With You name comes into it. Wow,
cute.
Yeah, and if you guys want to check out other movies by Makoto Shinkai, then there's also The Place Promised in Our Early Days and 5 Centimeters Per Second.
Oh, okay. So, you know, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
You
know. And I'm excited, especially because Masayoshi Tanaka is actually returning as a character designer. He worked on Your Name too, but most notably for us, High School of the Dead, Darling in the Franxx, Toradora.
Wait, is he the one also that did like, oh man, probably like a throwback. Like, do you know Magna Carta? Like that old video game with like, with the really crazy art style. I don't know.
I remember the name.
Yeah, it's, I think in a previous podcast I was talking about like that type of art style where it's like, you know, those anime girls are drawn like really hot, I guess. Like, I think, is that him?
Is that like the more 90s like
I think style? I think it's kind of, I don't want to just say hentai-ish, right? Like, you know, it's kind of like how High School of the Dead, but like, I don't have to look it up, I guess. But
also, yeah, like 90s with like huge tits and.
Yeah, like super very curvy. Almost like, you know, almost like a Betty Boop like caricature of like what women would be.
Is the hair like super detailed too?
I guess sometimes. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I was just looking anyways. Okay.
And one more thing you guys can watch this Christmas is the Agretsuko Christmas special that comes out on December 20th.
Yeah, I should check it out. I think I've only watched like two episodes, I think, because it's like, that's like in total one episode, but I really, really like it. I really like the fact that that's Sanrio, you know?
Yeah. So this is going to, you know, join Home Alone, Elf, and Die Hard as your Christmas staples.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. And now it's time for our recommendation. It's going to be a movie called Tokyo Godfathers. And this one's just perfect for Christmas. Okay. You can join this on your binge list. And this story, screenplay, and direction was by Satoshi Kon. And you guys know him from Paranoia Agent, Paprika, etc.
Perfect Blue, right?
Perfect Blue as well.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Nice memory.
See how we build things up? No, it works.
Yeah. But this movie is a chance of coincidence involving three homeless people and a middle-aged alcoholic, a trans woman and former drag queen, and a runaway girl find an abandoned newborn while searching through garbage. And this Christmas story is about them trying to reunite the baby with her parents. And then eventually they resolve their own stories as well.
Oh, man. Yeah, so like, I saw the trailer. So when was this released? Initially released?
I think
it's like a throwback.
Yeah, it is a throwback. I think it's like late 90s or early 2000s.
Wait, okay. So the trailer did say something like, "Oh, from the creators of X." I'm like, "Oh crap, that's 1999." Like I know X was like one of my favorite animes, so I know the year because that's I think that's also part of in the story. But shit. So yeah, early 2000s maybe.
Yeah,
the art style still looks like that. Yeah, like it looks exactly like Perfect Blue, like how they draw things. It's really awesome, I think.
Yeah, so you guys should pay attention to the facial, like expressions, the way the animation happens, like in parallel with the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Satoshi Kon likes a lot of like the visual tricky stuff.
Yeah, actually, you know what? It's kind of funny. After I did get to watch Perfect Blue after we talked about it, and there is some, I feel like some lost like cinematic ideas in there. And I really, really liked it. It was like a throwback of like old school kind of movie making ideas. But yeah, I really good research material. If you know, for you guys out there that actually likes movies or filmmaking something, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, Satoshi Kon is known for like having a big influence in a lot of people who trying to do like, I guess not traditional.
Yeah, I think there was this one movie, I don't know if you ever heard of it, it's called like A Scanner Darkly.
Mm-mm.
With like it's live action, but the whole movie is rotoscoped. I think it came out like early 2000s. It's Keanu Reeves and stuff, and they were trying to do some, you know, stuff like that. Like they mentioned him directly by name, I think, like one of the influences by the directors, I think.
Oh wow, that's really neat.
Yeah, I think that's what I, if I could remember correctly, don't quote me on that, but yeah.
All right, awesome. Okay. And for our last part of the Christmas special, we're going to tie everything together this season in a neat little bow for you guys. So with all the isekai and D&D talk throughout this season, I think it'd be appropriate to end the year with our own little adventure.
Oh, wow.
All right, so I wrote this one out. I'm not a award-winning author, but I'll try my best. So it's a pretty simple linear story. It involves two wanderers, that's us, traveling the desert, guided by the Grand Line to visit old Saint Miyazaki.
Oh, snap.
And it has been known that he will be able to grant one wish for the following year.
That's, oh, it, okay, so are we like role-playing this right now? Am I in the Grand Line?
We're traveling by desert right now.
Oh.
All right. Oh, Joey, there's a little village over there.
It's hot out here, dude.
Oh, it's actually nighttime, so it's cold out here.
Oh, it's over in the desert. Okay.
Yeah, so it's freezing.
Okay. So right. I'm bundled up.
Let's get into this village.
Ooh.
There's a fire right here. Okay. You go, Joey. Here's some spiked eggnog for you.
Wow, okay. We've been keeping this all this time.
This is all I have.
This
is the only thing I carried with me.
Okay, thank you.
All right, this journey is going to be a long and weary one, so we'll need to stock up on some items. I think I see a shop sign that says Guild Tavern in there. All right, let's get in there.
Guild Tavern?
Yeah.
Don't we need like a membership?
I hope not.
How does that work? It's like a Sam's Club. All right, let's go in.
It's kind of like Costco where they stop you at the door.
Right? I guess we could just sign up here at the guild, the guild desk. We should find a concierge.
Oh, shoot. The shopkeeper inside greets us and he says, "What are you buying?"
Please don't flash me, sir. please don't flash me, sir.
He tells you that the shop has been extremely slow for the holidays. However, he wants to give us a chance to play. So we will do a dice game with him.
Okay.
And if we get an even number, that means we'll win all the items in his shop. But if we lose, nothing happens. And I think we can only afford two items. So,
okay,
Joey, you should do the dice roll.
Okay.
There you go.
Roll it now.
Roll it.
Oh. 1 second.
Set a three?
I got a three, yeah.
Oh, shit. That means we lose.
Oh.
Okay.
Bad dice.
It's all right. So we only get two items, and here's the store inventory. There's an antidote, a cell phone, a body pillow, and a hot dog.
I feel like the antidote... I'll take it. I don't know what it's for, but it seems like the most useful one out of everything.
All right, I'll take the body pillow.
You would. You definitely would.
All right, so now we're going to set out on our merry adventure through this desert.
Okay.
With dry ramen throughout the day to sustain ourselves. Oof. And finding warmth with our body pillows for the cold nights.
Oh.
We come across a cave with a totem at the entrance. You hear yelling into the abyss. Goblins dying.
Oh, shit. I was about to say, we better look behind him. There's a totem.
A red light and fire, and it is the Goblin Slayer.
Oh, shit.
He walks up to you, carrying with him a wounded soldier. He asks you, "I need an antidote."
Oh, I so conveniently have one right here, sir.
Oh. As you hand him the antidote, the Goblin Slayer says, "I see," and feeds it to the soldier. He is instantly recovered and thankful for your help.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's a he.
I mean, usually, you know, goblins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Goblin Slayer tells us of a small village nearby with an all-powerful god that can help us on our journey.
Thank you, Mr. Goblin Slayer. I really appreciate that.
Bye.
Are all the goblins dead in here?
Yes.
Is there, like, an exit on the other side? Why are we in this cave?
No.
Uh-huh. All right, Tid, I think we took the wrong turn.
You know, I think we should leave.
Yeah, I should. We should go.
Okay, so he did tell us about a village nearby, so let's keep following this trail. It's getting cold. All right, so we come across a village. It's guarded by two goblins outside. Oh, these are different goblins there. Nice and round and friendly. Is that fucking Gobbata?
Gobbata is the shit, though.
Super Saiyan Gobbata.
Yeah.
Gobbata rolls up to us and asks us, "Are you guys here to help us?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Let's go.
All right. Like.
So Gobbata leads us inside the village, and out comes Ramiro.
Oh, shit.
Decked in winter clothing.
That's like the human form?
Mm-hmm. He has mentioned that it has been hard to start fires in this weather. The sand has kicked up all the dirt.
So we're not in the desert anymore.
Oh, we're in the desert.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a mishmash. Okay, I get it.
And he spots the body pillow in my bag and asks if he could use it.
Well, I guess you should give it to him. It sounds like that's how...
I don't want to give it up.
Okay.
I mean, just for this adventure, I'll just give him the body pillow.
I could offer him the eggnog. I mean, that should warm him up.
I think the body pillow would be a better choice. We'll keep the eggnog. All right. So I hand Ramiro over the body pillow. And using his great sage skills and predator skills, Ramiro shoots out enough body pillows to supply all of Japan.
But doesn't want to... Okay.
All the creatures are now warm and happy, and we can continue on our journey. As thanks, Ragna takes us up the mountain.
Ah. Ragna Tempest.
Ragna the Tempest.
Yeah.
And taking us up to the mountain, we finally see him, all clad in white, with a great cane and glasses. It is old Saint Miyazaki.
Okay.
We walk up to him and he says, I have seen you on your journey.
Oh, shit.
I know that you have made selfless decisions and made great sacrifices.
Definitely.
To help out your fellow neighbors. So I will grant you this one wish.
Wait, do we each separate get a wish or like collectively?
You get one wish.
I mean, like the both of us together?
Yes.
Oh, so we have to like decide on this?
Yeah.
For a wish for what? For anime this coming year?
Any wish.
Any wish?
Yeah, like Ray J, just one wish.
Wait, that caught me off guard. Oh, man. Oh, shit.
I mean, if I had one wish, I would wish for our success in our podcast and YouTube channel.
That's what really what it is. I mean, in all honesty, though, like, I can't believe that we have, like, at least 100 subs.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's nuts. And, you know, thank you guys for listening to us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you guys.
Yeah, like, that's, I mean, ultimately, yeah, that is, like, I want us to grow. I want us to, you know, if you guys enjoy what we do, thank you so much. And we do this because we also enjoy it. So hopefully we could keep sharing smiles and whatever enjoy you guys, you know. Well, thank you for listening to us. Because that's what I would say.
And old Saint Miyazaki says, your wish has been granted.
Ooh. Then, yeah, only time will tell, right? But I thought it was going to be like just an anime wish because like I want more good fighting animes. I mean, if that's...
Sorry. We're already getting that for the next year.
Like, oh, like what?
You should find out on the next podcast. Anime Dropouts.
All right.
All right. And that wraps up our anime scenario for the year. Tying everything into a neat little bow. Got to see the Goblin Slayer. We got to see Rimuru. And old Saint Miyazaki.
That is pretty awesome.
All right. So if you guys like this podcast, make sure to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. And now that we have a website, you can always drop us an email at animedropouts@gmail.com.
Oh, sweet.
Or just head straight to the website.
I didn't even know we had a website. Look at that shit.
There we go. Oh, and we also have a Twitter now. So we've been twatting.
We've been twatting.
Twatting with our Urban Dictionaries out.
Chirping.
So right. Join us next year, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.